I'm David Brancaccio. Rent is often due the first of the month, which is tomorrow. Housing groups say they're bracing for a wave of eviction notices. Texas, New York, Virginia are among states where temporary halts to evictions due to pandemic have expired. Landlords have bills to pay, including money they owe on property, yet tens of millions are out of work. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
For some tenants, it's not just July rent that's due, it's now several months' worth. Lisa Rice is the CEO of the National Fair Housing Organization.
We're extremely worried because all of the indicators point to there being massive evictions across the country, and we do not have the infrastructure to deal with that.
According to the Urban Institute, nearly 20% of people who rent did not pay in June. Rice says evictions may disproportionately affect Black and Latino households, who are about twice as likely to be renters as whites. Richard St. Paul is with the New York City Small Home Owners Association that represents landlords. He says they need help too. Mortgage payments are due.
Most of our members have relationships with the tenants. What our members want is some type of assistance that will help the tenants.
Which is also what many renters' rights organizations are saying, that government needs to step in and help both renters and landlords stay afloat. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.